This is the New Media Curmudgeon writing as the Word Doctor, program number 1, series 1, a programming audible, Wizard of iPhone week of 1212, will be a special edition of Chasing Tuba Christmas, Nashville, 1214. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221. We'll hear from them next. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, 1985, before the world ever heard of Google. We intend VIP Silver for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95 monthly. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use coupon code Woody for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. A VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tech tips and alerts directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it today. Last week, I produced a program about spring training, a book written by William Zinsser, author of Writing Well, the best primer for budding writers. His publishers used the stock photo on the dust jacket of the edition I purchased from Amazon, which showed a stack of 3 aluminum bats. Problema, a little Spanish lingo here. Major League players do not use aluminum bats. The famous Louisville Slugger is wood. P.S. Although the company produces aluminum models, they are the sole supplier to Major League of wooden bats. This week, a local LinkedIn connection posted a quote by George Orwell, and once again she was let down by poor graphics. George Orwell was identified as an American novelist. Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, was born in the U.K., and to the best of my knowledge, never even visited the United States. So my advice from last week still stands: to be wary of, and here I quote, stock images, unquote. FYI, avoid that site known as, quote, HD.com. They don't know their business.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. If you find that you've eaten a sufficient quantity of food and you still feel hungry, it might actually be that you need digestive enzymes. That's right, sad to say, but that's one of the things that we don't make as much of as we get a little bit older. So check in with a good nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor. See if your doctor can direct you to someone that can help you figure out what enzymes you need so that you can better gauge what is hunger and what is actually digestion. This is Lily Hudson. See you next time.
The inspiration for this podcast lies with those dictionary guys, Merriam-Webster and Company. No, it's not Mrs. Webster's first name. It's a publisher's brand name. Back in the dim, dark days of yesteryear, Massachusetts, and Boston particularly, was a center of printing and publishing, as befits the nation's first and largest city. By the time of George Washington, New York had eclipsed Beantown and became our first national capital. But the publishing business thrived, and thanks to a group called the Decency League, if you could get your book banned in Boston, it was a short hop to the bestseller list. That is, up until the early 50s, and the floodgates were downed completely, so it no longer mattered. When I was growing up, a common phrase was, "That's according to Webster." It settled many a dispute. Webster had become a generic word for dictionaries. Indeed, an erudite user might have a Webster's Unabridged Dictionary on the required stand in their home. It was a ponderous volume. It could serve as an anchor for a small boat. Miss Cornwall favored Merriam-Webster's New Collegiate. It was desk size, and since it was handy and therefore portable, she felt it might be consulted more often. She was right, and I have owned successive editions of the New Collegiate ever since. Indeed, I have gifted many copies to friends and family upon their graduation from high school. As befits an online presence, many of the most consulted words and phrases first appear in newscasts or commentary. Oddly, the most looked-up word is not a word at all, but a phrase, gaslight. Gas lights might be a street lamp. Easy to explain the appearance of oligarchy, especially as related to events in the Ukraine. Although based on the events of 2020, the United States might be said to be sliding more in that direction, especially with the rise of this woke nonsense. Oligarchy, rule by few. To rule or command is a conceptual form of power structure in which power rests with a small number of people. These people may or may not be distinguished by one of several characteristics, such as nobility, fame, wealth, education, or corporate, religious, political, or military control. For the remainder of the list, I can only assume words like fake news and trolling were motivated by the rise of a low information crowd. Of course, this polling information is driven by online access and reflects what might be called savvy users, but still a minority of the population. The revelations coming out of the new Twitter management may shape the future for words like plutocrat, ballot harvesting, see mail fraud, malfeasance, voting fraud, and finally hologram, see Joe Biden. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.